Today we're building one of the most classic jungle and old-school DnB moves you can use in Ableton Live 12, a pirate radio transition. And the big idea here is automation first. That means before you start piling on loads of effects, you shape the transition with movement. You control the bass, the drums, the width, the filter, the delay throws, and the signal loss feeling using automation. That's what makes this sound intentional instead of just random chaos. Think of this moment like a late-night FM broadcast cutting in and out for a few bars. It's gritty, it's unstable, but it still has groove. And in drum and bass, that matters a lot, because the transition is where the listener decides whether the next drop feels massive or messy. So let's build a 4-to-8-bar pirate radio transition that feels like a proper jungle selector moment, using stock Ableton devices and a clean, organized workflow. First, find the phrase boundary where the transition lives. Usually that's the last 4 or 8 bars before a drop, or the final bars of a breakdown before the tune slams back in. In Live 12, drop locators at the start of the transition and at the drop point. Color the section so it's easy to see. At jungle tempos, around 170 to 174 BPM, a 4-bar transition feels punchy and direct. An 8-bar transition gives you more room for a fake-out or a more dramatic pirate radio effect. Keep your bass track, drum boss, and FX return tracks clearly organized. That's important because with an automation-first workflow, speed matters. You want to see at a glance where the bass is thinning, where the breaks are getting cut up, and where the radio-style effects are entering. Now start with the bassline, because in this style the bass is the emotional anchor. Duplicate your main bass MIDI clip into the transition section, then simplify it. Don't write a whole brand new bassline unless the arrangement really needs that. Usually the strongest move is to reduce density, not replace the idea. Try shortening the note lengths in the last bar so the bass becomes more stop-start. Leave a little gap before the drop so it feels like the bass is taking a breath. That tiny pause can make the return hit way harder. Now add an auto filter on the bass track, preferably before saturation or distortion if you're using any. Tweep the cutoff from your normal tone down to a narrow band over 1 or 2 bars, then snap it open again right on the drop. A nice starting point is to bring that cutoff down from somewhere in the 120 to 180 Hz area toward more like 40 to 70 Hz, depending on your sound. If you've got a Reese layer, also automate the width narrower before the drop using utility or a similar width control. Pulling the bass inward like that makes the return feel bigger when it opens back up. And here's a useful teacher note. Automate gain staging before you automate tone. Sometimes a tiny 1 to 2 dB dip on the bass or drum bus before the drop reads more clearly than extreme filtering. Small level moves can be incredibly powerful when they're timed right. If you're working with a sub and mid bass split, keep the true sub clean and centered. Don't wreck the sub. Let the mid layer carry the dirt and movement. In heavier DnB, that mono sub is the foundation. The drama belongs in the mids. You can also automate saturator drive a little on the bass mid layer, maybe a couple dB up during the transition, then back down at the return. That gives you extra edge without turning the whole thing into mush. Now let's shape the drums, because the break is just as important as the bass. A pirate radio transition should feel like the beat is being interrupted live. So instead of just slapping on FX, edit the break itself. Slice the last 1 or 2 bars. Remove a kick or snare hit, and create some micro gaps. Reverse a tiny hit here and there for that tape's mere feeling. A really effective move is to let the final bar fall apart a little. Keep the hats or a ghost snare going, but strip away some of the low-frequency hits. Then bring the full break back exactly on the one. If you're using simpler break fragments, one-shot mode is great for tight control. You can duplicate note hits to create stutters or little fills. And if you want the chopped break to feel glued together, add drum bus lightly on the drum bus, but don't overcook the transients. Remember, the drum groove still has to hint at the rhythm. Even during the fake-out, you want the listener to feel the pulse carrying forward. Now it's time to build the pirate radio texture itself. Create a dedicated FX audio track and resample some material into it. You can record filtered noise, a short vocal snippet if you have one, a tonal blip, or even a tiny bit of the bass tail or break tail. Then use stock devices to degrade and band limit that signal. Erosion is great for static and grain. Redux gives you a bit depth and sample rate reduction flavor. Auto filter can turn the whole thing into something that feels like it's coming out of a cheap radio speaker. Echo or delay can create those damaged throw tails, and reverb can smear it into a broadcast style room. A really convincing pirate radio moment usually has 3 layers working together. The musical source, the degraded transmission, and the rhythm interruption. If you only use one of those, it can just sound like a random effect. But when all three are moving together, it feels like a real scene change. On the FX bid, try automating a bandpass filter, so it sounds like someone is tuning through a station. You can even add small volume jumps to mimic a tuner searching for frequency. Keep it subtle. You want broadcast search energy, not a giant synthriser. This is also a great place to use automation curve shapes deliberately. Straight reps can sound too polished. For jungle and old school DNB, gentle curves often feel like signal loss, while steep last-second rises feel like a DJ cueing the next tune. Stepped automation can give you that chopped, unstable broadcast feel too. Now automate the signal breakdown itself. Let the bass narrow first, then thin out the drums, then bring in the noise and delay. Finally, let the drop land. That staggered movement is important. If everything peaks at exactly the same moment, the transition loses its shape. A good pirate radio fake out feels like the station is falling apart in layers, not like you just turned on a preset. You can automate delay feedback for a beat or two on a snare or bass stab to create that spiraling transmission feel. You can also raise reverb wetness only in the final one or two beats, so it feels like the signal is dissolving right before impact. And don't forget clip envelopes. If this transition is going to repeat later in the arrangement, clip envelopes can be faster than track automation, because the moves travel with the clip itself. Now let's add a bit of call and response, because that's where this starts to feel musical instead of just technical. In old school jungle, a little bass stab can act like a phrase and the FX can answer it. So let one short bass hit speak, then follow it with a burst of noise or a reverb tail. Maybe add a tiny snare roll or a one-beat drum fill to answer that motion. That back and forth creates tension without overloading the mix. In fact, a simple bass phrase with a filtered repeat can feel more authentic than a giant layered transition. If you want a cool extra move, resample a one-bar section after the automation is in place. Then reverse one hit, warp it lightly, and place it just before the drop. That gives you a custom transition artifact that's glued to your own bass tone. Now for the return. This is where the whole thing either lands hard or falls flat. On the first downbeat, after the fake out, restore the full bass width, bring the sub back in mono, and let the drums hit cleanly. Any radio FX tails should be cut off or tucked behind the downbeat. The landing has to be clearer than the chaos that came before it. That's one of the most important ideas in this lesson. Separate movement from impact. The transition can be unstable, but the downbeat itself should be simple and strong. The more chaotic the fake-out, the cleaner the landing should be. Also check the transient hierarchy. Decide what the hero is on the final beat. Usually it's either the snare or the bass stab, with the FX sitting behind it. If everything is shouting at once, the moment loses punch. A practical rule for the drop: let it speak for at least one or two bars before you add more complexity. The listener needs to feel the reset after the pirate radio fake-out. That reset is what makes the return feel huge. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't overload the transition with too many effects. You usually only need a handful of core elements: bass automation, break edits, radio FX, and maybe one throw effect. Second, don't filter the sub too much. If you want drama, work the mid-bass or a res layer. Leave the actual sub controlled and mono. Third, don't drown the whole bass in huge reverb. That turns DNB into mosh fast. Use short slices or brief automation moments instead. Fourth, don't make the fake out too long. A pirate radio transition should feel deliberate, not like the tune lost momentum. And fifth, never ignore the drum groove. Even when the track is breaking apart, the listener still needs to feel that rhythmic thread. If you want to push the style darker and heavier, here are a few pro moves. Use parallel distortion on the mid-bass only. Keep the sub clean. Try frequency-limited noise in the 2 to 8 kHz range, so it sounds harsh and radio-like without making the mix brittle. Add a very short delay, feedback spike on one snare or bass stab for a glitchy underground pulse. If your track leans neuro-influenced, use sharper automation curves instead of smooth ramps. That jagged motion feels more aggressive. And for an even grittier result, resample the transition and give it a second light pass of redux or erosion. You can also build a custom radio dirt rack. Put auto filter, erosion, redux, and saturator into a rack and map them to one macro called something like broadcast grit. That makes it easy to dial the whole vibe in quickly without getting lost in individual devices. And one more smart move: check mono at the drop point. Width is great in the transition, but the return still has to punch in mono-compatible form. So, to recap the workflow, start with the bass, automate the filter and width, edit the break so they feel interrupted, build a degraded radio-style FX bed, automate the signal loss in stages, and then bring the drop back clean and focused. The magic of a good pirate radio transition is that it feels unstable, but never accidental. It's controlled chaos. It's a DJ signal glitching just long enough to make the return feel massive. For practice, take an existing 16-bar DNB loop and build three versions of this move. One clean, one gritty, and one reload-style fakeout. Use only stock Ableton devices, include at least one resampled audio layer, and compare which one keeps the groove best and which one hits the hardest on the drop. If you get this right, you're not just making a transition, you're making a moment. And in jungle and old-school DNB, that moment is everything.